Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. You aren't going to find anything else like it. They are our sponsors because I own three of them, and I truly believe in this machine. I truly believe in the people that work there and the product. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $400 off. Just say, Coach Collins sent me. Coach Unplugged sent me, and they'll take really, 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 really good care of you. Trust me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. You're going to want to check it out before prices increase. You know, it's just that things happen. Coach Collins has only got so many hours in a day. Go over and check it out. It's got the roadmap. It's got everything that you need to become a better basketball coach in one stop. You know, if you're looking for clinic videos, if you're looking how to break a 1-3-1, if you're looking how to run a zone offense, if you're looking how to pick an offense, if you're looking for anything, it's got it there for you. As I hit my microphone, oh well. It also helps us pay the bills, helps us keep all these podcasts, the high school hoops and 5-minute basketball coaching podcasts, and funnel down and all these things free to you. Teachhoops.com is what pays the bills and keeps the lights on. So we'd love if you went over and check that out, and let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. You ready?
I am. I can't see you, so if you're going to show me.
All right, so my first question is, when the Kansas and North Carolina game, when there's 3 seconds left, and I think...
I'd have fouled. I would have fouled, but go ahead.
Did they have a foul to give? I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. We're up three. I'm going to foul you, give you two free throws, and then I'm going to get the ball back.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm going to foul you. I'm going to foul you. With less than 7 seconds, I'm going to foul you, because the probability of you making one, missing... second one, getting the rebound and putting it back in is 0.0001. So I'm going to follow you, because I'm going to follow you.
Gotcha. Yeah. So would another option be, though, if at the high school level, if the other team's out of timeouts, is just to line up all your guys out the side and just let them throw it in for a 2-point shot? And then just
Depends on the timeouts, how many timeouts they have.
If they're out of timeouts.
If they're out of timeouts, 100% yes, because you let them score. Yeah.
Right. But the one exception I wanted to ask you is, because I saw this in a game this last year, is if they're out of timeouts, if they grab the ball and like throw it over to the corner, that the referee has to stop the clock, right? As long as and just give them a warning. And then that gives everybody a chance to
see. Yeah, but that could be a delay of game, which would be, I don't think that would happen,
because I saw something else before is someone just steps across the line and it's just a delay of game. As long as they've only had one, the ref can't do anything but stop the clock.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. That doesn't happen very often, because people usually, unless you practice that, that hasn't happened very often because it's not a technical, but yes, I would agree, you could do that.
So in theory, though, most people aren't going to be thinking that far ahead, and you could just line up your people.
Yeah, and then in theory, you'll have a, if they do that, then you'll have a press break set up. You'll be able to get the ball in. They'll follow you. You'll go to the other end. The stats teacher says that the odds of them stealing it, then hitting, is pretty small. It happens.
But you still go with a foul. You still
I always foul. Less than seven. 7 seconds seems to be the cutoff.
Okay, cool. So that was really bugging me. So I had to ask you.
I know. No, I agree. I mean, you basically just, and the question is, you got to practice that, and you don't want them to follow the 3-point shooter. Right. You got to, like, even though they're out at the 3-point line, you don't want them to follow them. And that's the bigger issue. Yes.
Gotcha. All right, so the other thing, just as we're talking about getting the ball in, on this play here that you have where this guy just runs here.
Yep. They cross. Yeah. Yep.
So would two other easy options be is, like, the second time you run it is run here, and then this guy just screens this guy?
Yep. Or you can, or another one is go back to that. Have him go off that first screen. Yep. Have, nope, nope. Yep. That one, that's fine. Have that guy go off the first screen. Either guy, doesn't matter. Yep. And then rather than the other guy coming across, the big guy flashes back to the ball.
Okay. So he just
comes off. Yep. He comes off the screen. He keeps coming off the screen. He keeps going all the way to the corner. And then rather than the other guy coming, he flashes back to the ball then. Yep. And then that guy fills that guy fills where the big guy is then.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So what happens is after you run that, that's a variation. It's just like first guy goes, they're expecting the second guy to go, but he doesn't. The big guy goes, and then he can get the ball right away. Just have a decent free throw shooter there.
Gotcha. So I guess you could even run another one where maybe you stop and cut or something.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll double stack that too. Like, I'll double stack there. I'll put two guys there and then put two guys at half court. Yeah, no, like the where you had them before, one in the corner and one in the corner, and then do the X again. Nope, leave them at the free throw line. Leave those two guys at the free throw line. Yep, put one guy at half court and the other guy at half court. Yeah, like that. And then X that way, send a guy deep, and then have the other guy come. Yep, like that. Yeah, so cross, someone goes deep, which they'll worry about, and then the big guy comes back again.
Gotcha.
If you need to get it in.
So another, this is again just off the, probably will never happen, but I just want to get it straight in my head. So say it's at the end of the game, and we have the ball, maybe there's a second left, there's really no chance to go full distance, especially with the girls. So could I run something like, if I can run the baseline, is the person that's playing, if they're playing, the defensive person's here on this here, is when they run back, is just to try to step in front of them.
And take a charge. I did that this year and I didn't get the call.
Oh, I guess it's 50-50, whatever they.
It is. So you got to remind the official that, hey, watch the charge on the ball. Because I didn't do that this year, and I should have. And it was a charge. The kid was set, and he ran right over him. Okay. I don't know if he didn't see it or he didn't want to make the call. And it was a good official. He's a very good official. So I don't know if he didn't see it or if he didn't want to make it at that point. But it was definitely a charge. So when you're coming out of the timeout, say, hey, watch the ball. Watch, we're going to try to take a charge. Plant the seed so they're watching for it.
Okay, that's good.
But it's a very good play. I'll send you the tape. It was like we ran it to it.
Yeah, I loved it, Sid, because you just basically, they take off one way and you come back the other way and the guy just
yep. And he was set for 1,001. Guy ran right over him and he didn't call it.
Wow.
So that's why in retrospect, as coaches, we talked about that after the game that, we got to remind the official that we're going to do that so they can watch for it.
And one other thing that I was just wondering is, have you ever tried, again, same scenario, is try to run someone like around the screen and then stop and let them run you over as to pick up a foul?
I've never done that.
But you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes when you run, you can stop and somebody can hit you from behind.
Right. And so you can teach your, and you can have guys flopping or girls flopping out there too. Like if you get close, just flop, you might get the call kind of thing.
Okay. I was just saying that if you ran someone around a screen and then just stop because the guy's on the tail.
Yeah, the hard part with the girls is to make that, you know, there's only a handful of girls on every team that can probably make that full court pass. So that's the hard part. I don't even have guys that can make that full court pass. The strength, right. Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, though, as far as not even making the pass, just try to get a foul on the
inbound. Try to get the, yes, absolutely.
Oh, you're agreeing with me. The chance.
I'm agreeing that it's like you have to do something like that because you can't. Yeah.
It's not likely.
It's not likely.
Okay.
Yeah. Even with my guys with a minute, with a second left, it's hard. Yeah. Very hard.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. And what is the rule for fouling out of bounds? So like if I win a foul and I foul the guy before he throws the ball in, is that a tech or a 2-point?
No, check? It's not. Sometimes they'll call and no, you can foul before the ball is entered. You just got to make it not look deliberate.
Oh, and it's not a tech or anything. It's just a foul.
No. But again, that's a good one to plant the seed with the official. Hey, we're going to look to foul. And then, when they're coming off screens or something, you just kind of, you hack them before anything happens. Oh. Yeah. I'd have somebody watching the clock too, depending on where you're playing, because the clock can mysteriously run longer on some of that stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. So another one on the inbounds play is we have the ball, we're going this way, is just have like do an elevator thing here. I just want to see what your thought is of that. Okay, and this would be one option for a shot.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The second option would be to screen this middle guy, just in case the pass is not in here for him to cut down. That's if he hasn't passed it here yet.
Yep.
Then third option is throw it back here for the shot.
Yep, the inbounder one. I love that. That's a great idea.
And then if not, the last option would be here.
How much time?
But maybe about 5 seconds.
Yeah. And then what I tell all of them at that point, if there's 5 seconds or left, once you get it, if you don't have the shot, attack the rim. Dribble, attack, because you might get fouled. The issue is 5 seconds. They sometimes overpass it and we don't get a shot off. So if you have it and you don't have, if you get the ball, probably pass is not going to happen. Pass might happen, but more likely it's going to be pass, and then something's got to happen. You drive, you shoot, you pass, something like that. So tell them to dribble attack.
Yeah, I guess this might be a little bit too long, but I mean, in theory, if you did have enough time, this guy could step here, you could pass, and just do the old pass down, screen down.
Yes, if you've got 8 to 12 seconds, yeah.
8 to 12 seconds on that. Okay, all right. That's what I was going
to ask. Because you want time to get that offensive rebound in case they miss it. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. The other thing I would ask you is, what's the general rule for fouling when you're behind? So like say you're down by 10 with 2 minutes what's the general rule when you start fouling? You know what I'm saying?
I do. I'm trying to think of
that.
I have. I just don't have it off the top of my head. So usually it's, yeah. So if you're down 10 with 2 minutes to go, you should probably be fouling. Let me look. I'm gonna find that and I'll send it to you. Send me an email and I'll ask. It might be early next week. I'll get it to you. But I have a sheet that I know. Like if you're down like 12 with 4 minutes to go, depending on your team, you might have to start fouling or getting close to getting them in the regular bonus. There's definitely a cutoff. I just don't have it off the top of my head. I know I've worked through that. If you're down 6 with a minute to go, you might be fouling. You just want enough possession so you can have a chance to come back.
That's always something I'm always like.
I don't know. Let me look. I'll write myself a note and look at the fouling thing. I don't remember what that is, but I do. I have it written down somewhere. It's just been a month since I've looked at it.
I just had two other ones. I remember you saying like, on press breaks, like five feet passing or something like that. I don't know if you recall that, but is there a general good rule? Like if you're playing a team that's really fast, they steal a lot of passes, is that when you're like cutting in front of people and passing and so forth, should you really only be 5 or 6 feet so that you don't make that long pass?
Yeah, you want to shorten the pass. You definitely want to shorten passes because the longer the pass, the more likely they are to steal it. In the full court, it's more about getting space and diagonals. But yes, you want to, when you're getting pressured, especially down the end of the game, the pass from one corner to the other corner is the worst pass you can make. What I tell my players is shorten the angle, shorten the pass.
Seriously, five, six, 10 feet, just short passes.
Yeah, because you don't want it going all the way across that court. Because it's the algebra teacher in me. It becomes a parabola, like an arc. And the longer that arc is, the more likely someone can step in and steal it. So you want to shorten the space. So yes. So what we always say, shorten angle, shorten pass. Shorten angle, shorten pass.
Because I try to say, like, you know, a really fast team, no lob passes. You know,
no lob passes. But they're making lob passes because they can't make. So that's a demonstration I show them. It's like, can you pass it from one side to the other side without an arc on it? Like a straight line. And if you can't, then it's a lob pass. So the way you shorten those up is you make the passes shorter. Everybody in your team can make a pass from 4 feet away fast and straight, I'm guessing. Right. So the lob happens because it's too far. And those are the ones that get stolen.
Okay, that's a good way to think about it. I can't ever explain that exactly.
Because the problem is they'll get deflections on the other ones. The fast ones, the 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet ones that you can really bullet, they'll get deflections, but there are very few kids that can steal those passes because they're going so fast.
Right.
It's the ones that you have time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds, that's like, oh, my grandma can steal those passes. Yeah.
So you basically just tell them no arc passes at all.
Right. And I'll literally, like, I'll demonstrate. I'll put them 2 feet away and have a pass to a friend and go, can you make that – good, that's not a lob pass. Then I'll move them to 3 feet and then to 4 feet and then to 5 feet and then to 6 feet, you know, to show them, you know, the center circle 6 feet. So
right.
Can you make that? Yes, I bet you can make that hard and no one's going to steal it. But then when you get to 10, 12, 14 feet, yeah, there's too much time.
Okay, cool.
So demonstrate it to them. The demonstration tends to be better than me talking to them.
No, it makes perfect sense. No, it makes perfect sense. So I just got like 30 seconds. So my last question, I emailed you about this, as far as like the funnel down and all that type of stuff.
Yep.
I guess with the course is, I mean, I got the general idea.
Then you're probably good. At your level, you're probably good. Just keep them on the left side. Keep them on the right side. Don't let them reverse it.
Right, just deny the reversal pass.
Deny the reversal. I'm giving you the Spark Note version. There's all sorts of nuances and drills and stuff. If you just, at your level, if you don't let a team reverse the ball, they're going to have problems.
So like, even if you're doing a 2-3-1 or 1-3-1,
yep. Keep them on one side. Ideally at your level, push them to the left. Right. My guys can't always push them to the left. So we have to do it on the right side too. But yes, just play with that a little bit and I can talk you through some nuances of it, but it's going to take some practice just for them to get it in their heads that they don't want to reverse it.
Right. Now just trying to think, like, on the 2-3, we just do the basic 2-3 bounce.
So you got two guys, you got basically three guys playing man and not letting them reverse it. And you got two guys playing zone on the other side.
Okay.
So the middle and bottom guy are in man and the top guy is in man. And the other two guys, the opposite bottom guy and the other top guy, are in a kind of a zone. Because
so when they reverse it to the other side, that's when you usually have to bump back down. Yeah. So it's okay to bump, but then you just go grab that corner guy, the other guy grabs it, and you just play a man.
Yep.
So you bump.
And then you just don't let them reverse it. And they're going to reverse it. I've never seen it run perfectly. I haven't seen Texas Tech run anything. No one runs it perfect, but it will cause disruption to no end. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask you the next call too, is how to, because a big part of our practice is shell drills, just to teach the girls helpline of a good way to do to practice that with the shell drill.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. You know, a good way to implement that. So,
yeah. Yep. I'll find some stuff on that for you to give to you too. Okay. Sweet. Perfect.
Yeah. Thanks, sir.
Yep. See ya. Bye. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at teachhoops.com, go over, join, 14-day free trial, and then stop the car, subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right. Maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.